2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, I have an idea for today.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know, we come here prepared to do a bunch of different things, and we all come in here with different topics that we want to discuss. So, what didn't we get to today?
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
So I'm gonna start. Think about those things that you wanted to chat about that we didn't get to. Okay. There is this. Well, I'll start with this one. I really want to do a mullet, and I feel like we didn't get into it as much. Is this a good idea?
No.
No.
No. No. No. God, it's terrible.
Terrible.
Why is this a bad idea?
Best idea you've ever had.
No.
Thank you, Garrett. Yeah.
You know what? You should do a skullet.
No, God, no. No, I think
Garrett's
you should do a
mullet. Being a shitty friend right now to you is what he's doing.
No. Because no one has the balls to say, you know what, Nate, if you want to go for it, go for it. You know, because everybody gets the same
you
simple
just
haircut.
You just want to laugh at him.
Yeah.
Scary's had the same haircut for the last 25 years.
What does
Nate's
your fiance
doing
think?
Different.
How about that?
She doesn't know about the mullet yet.
So I think this is what you should do. You should get one, and then you should do engagement pictures.
Right. Nate, you have some shitty friends, Nate.
Right, you should also go home and call her fat. This is going to go well.
God.
You guys suck, God. Right.
You can get it done right. You can do it right.
Are you planning on getting a haircut at some point?
Yes.
So you should get one just for like a day to fuck with Heather and then get rid of it. Just like every once in a while, I'll get really long facial hair and I'll cut it really stupid. And I'll show Amy and she's like, what are you doing? But I was going to cut it anyway. You know, just mess with her for a little bit.
That's exactly my thought. I'm going to have it for a day, 2 days tops, and then get the real haircut. But I feel like I have to have it just for a moment just to see what it looks like. Because when am I going to have hair this long again? I'm never going to have hair like
Nate,
this.
If you pull it down, is your hair long enough to donate? Could you donate it when you cut it off?
It's... Hang on.
I think so.
It's got to be like 10 inches.
He's got to take the douche knot out first. Hold on.
You're just jealous.
I got here just in time for the fun.
Look at that hair. Look at that.
Wow.
Nate's pulling out his douche knot.
So now we know that Nate's going to only have a mullet for about a day. Does everybody agree that he can get the mullet?
No.
I mean, if it's a temporary, if it's on the journey to a new haircut and it's just a stop in between, then why not? Look at that. Oh, my God.
See, that's a lot of hair. I think we should flat iron that and see what you really got.
That stinks.
I can tell it stinks.
You should flat iron your hair.
Hair top.
I mean, that would come down to below your shoulders. I mean, way below.
Yeah, it's to my shoulders. I mean, pull it down. Let's see. Curly, right?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
I'll bring my flat iron tomorrow, Nate. We'll see what's going on.
Would you?
Yeah.
You should crimp it.
Okay, I'll flat iron.
Oh, my God. The 90s called.
Crimp.
Crimper.
You should go to a curly specialist and have them, like, give you a good cut for a curly person.
Yeah.
Are there curly specialists
out
there?
Yes, of course there are,
But
for
I will say, it's very warm. Like this past weekend, it was 90 degrees.
I bet that was awful.
It was awful with long hair.
Yep.
Oh my God. What's this on this pimple on my nose? Look at that.
Oh.
Wow.
Because I have to be on camera Thursday. This is what happens.
Why does that happen? I thought it was a spot on my computer screen. I didn't know that was your computer.
No, it's always pimple time when it's, I hate it. I don't know if it's nerves or just what.
It sucks.
Falling apart. Have we started the podcast yet?
Yeah, yes. We're about five minutes in.
Just making sure.
This is kind of the theme of like, what didn't we really get into today?
I've got something, Nate.
Go.
So during the quarantine, it says 89, there was a study done, 89% of people did something at their house like a DIY project, and 27% of Americans regret their DIY project. I know one. My neighbor, he tried to do like pavers in his driveway. This shit looks like the moon. It's so it's not level. It is the worst looking paver job ever. He's going to now have to hire a professional to come in and take up what he did and fix it. So there has to be people who tried to do stuff and got halfway through it and goes, I'm not qualified to do this.
You know, I woke up this morning and I heard a crazy fact and I can't believe it. Maybe I'm living in a bubble because I'm living in New Jersey, but I didn't realize that here, as of May 24th, 2021, if you're listening to this in the future, New Jersey and Hawaii are the only two states left with mask mandates. Everybody else gave away the mask. They'll see you later.
Yeah, but for people that have been vaccinated, right? Not
unvaccinated. No. Just indoor, outdoor, the whole mask thing is the rules. So Governor Murphy bestowed upon us on coming up this Friday, we get to get rid of the masks in Jersey finally. And just in time for Memorial Day weekend, by the way. Why can't I lose it today? What's the difference between today and Friday? That's what I want to know.
Well, then go ahead, Scary.
Okay, I'm just going to.
Lose it.
Let's see what happens.
I'm going to lose your jersey mask.
Seriously. I'm just saying.
We lose it, I'm not losing it. I'm still finding it.
It's going to be 2031, Danielle's still going to be walking around with a mask on.
To be honest, I don't give two shits what anybody thinks.
Danielle, you can go, as Danielle would say, you can go shit yourself.
That's right.
Go shit yourself.
Scary, go shit yourself.
I think I might have already.
You know, Danielle, if you want to wear that mask till the end of time, go ahead. Don't let anyone give you shit over that.
My kids aren't vaccinated yet. I'm vaccinated, but my kids aren't. So in my mind, they need to keep their masks on because they have to keep themselves protected.
I got to tell you, we went to Sesame Place on Saturday, and we had our masks on because, you know, some people did, some people didn't, but we got the dirtiest looks from people at Sesame Place for wearing masks.
Oh, God.
Cute little Grover masks, you know, and stuff. You know,
fuck them. How are you going to hate a Grover mask?
I wear a Snuffleupagus mask with a trunk.
My friend Mikey Russo has a store out on Long Island. And if you're not vaccinated versus fully vaccinated, and can you see the...
Yeah, the emoji cons, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, even with that on the door, people come in and go, oh, do I have to wear a mask?
Yeah.
And he tells them, if you're not attractive, you must keep a mask on.
Cover that face.
Love you know, we've been doing it for so long, it's just kind of weird to take them off now. That's all. Like, I went to the supermarket and there were some people without. I'm like, oh my God, I've had it on forever. So it's just so weird to be without it.
That's like taking off your bathing suit in a pool.
Yeah.
Like, but having a mask, so I've been doing the thing where I leave my mask hanging down on the side, and when I need to go somewhere, I put it on.
Yeah.
But the other day, I was walking down the street. This girl was walking her dog, no mask. And then she just sneezed and she didn't even cover her mouth. So I took my mask and very dramatically covered my face, like, you can make statements with that mask.
You can.
So,
back up, lady.
Last year, at the height of the pandemic, we were talking about branded merchandise, right?
Right.
And so somebody in sales was like, hey, let's get face masks.
That was your morning show face mask?
We have 1,000.
Totally.
Morning show face masks.
Yes. The pandemic is ending.
I'll take them. Give them to me.
We literally got them, Scotty, the day that they lifted the mask mandate.
Okay. That is so us.
Send them to Jersey. Send them to Jersey.
We got to repurpose those bad boys. Someone make a quilt.
That is funny.
They look nice.
They do.
They're really high quality.
Well,
they're...
so I was telling you guys earlier, we went to brunch yesterday and at one of our favorite restaurants here in Santa Fe. And we went in, and the owner, she's great. I'd met her a long time ago. She came out to greet us at the door, and she had no mask on. And I didn't even think anything about it. And she said, so, Elvis, this is my first day as a host at my restaurant here not wearing my mask. I just want to ask you, do you feel okay? Do you feel uneasy? I'm like, no, I feel fine. So she gave me a big hug. I gave her a big hug, and we sat down. And I was like, that wasn't really nice of her to ask if we felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because she takes into account that everyone has a different level of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I don't think you'll get that a lot. I mean, that's a rarity of someone
asking. People being polite. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's not the norm.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
So over the weekend, I learned just be careful when you're filming something. You don't know who's watching you. So my son's baseball game, he's 5 years old. You know, they play T-ball where they hit the ball off a tee. They're playing a team that's like, you know, far more advanced. They're probably, they seem like they're 10 years old. So my son Hudson was playing third base and a ball hit him where it looked like it got him right in the crotch. It didn't. It hit him in the knee. The dad next to me was filming for some reason, and he starts laughing hysterically, thinking he got hit in the crotch. Then he goes, you got to see this, to his wife. His wife starts laughing hysterically. He goes, let me see it again. Make sure he didn't get hit in the crotch. So then I turn to him with my Yankee. I felt badass wearing my Yankee hat and my sunglasses. And I go, that's my son. And
good.
The guy goes, oh, sorry. And then parents started coming over from the other team going, hey, you see that kid that almost got hit in the crotch? And the parents I just looked over. Here's the ironic part. So my name is Garrett Vogel, last name Vogel. I find out the two parents sitting next to me, their last name is Vogel. So now I have an arch enemy in my town. Cannot wait to take out the Vogels. That's it.
Oh, God, Garrett, you've overthought this.
Well, I started playing it out. So I'm like, if I start a fight with this guy, what am I going to tell the cops? And I'm like, I know it. He's watching my son's crotch. He has my son's crotch on his... But it's true. 5 years old, and he's laughing. He goes, "You want me to send it to you? It could be a good life lesson for him." And I'm like, "You send me."
No, thank you. I got to tell you, you know, not having kids, like a lot of people in the show don't or never will, probably. I don't know. I can't imagine the dynamics of going to a sporting event your kids are in, because you hear these nightmares. Like Froggy, he gets into fights at other people's kids' sporting events.
Well, I should bring Froggy next
time.
Getting
the calls wrong. What do you mean to do? I mean, that was...
What are you doing there? Why are you even there? It's not even your business.
If you're going to be a referee, get the calls right. Am I right, Danielle?
This happened to me 2 weeks ago at Preston's game. And
but you're his mother. Froggy,
I know.
Froggy didn't have any skin in the game.
I was at a friend.
So
I like this kid. He's a good kid. I was at his game to be supportive, and the referee was fucking up, so I had to let him
I'm getting you a ticket to up to Jersey, Froggy. I'm going to need backup at the next game.
Yeah. I'm there. See, my problem was the ref wasn't watching the kid, like, doing things to my son that he shouldn't have been doing, like hurting him and elbowing him, and then he winds up giving my kid a card. I walk over. Like, what am I gonna do? And I'm like, no fucking way. And I go walking over there.
You did?
And then
loud?
Yeah. So Sheldon's the coach. He turns around and he goes, "Hey, back in the stands and sit down." So I go, "Okay." So I go back in the stands and sit down. So all the parents were like, "Let me ask you a question. What was the plan?" I go, "There was no plan." I think I was gonna walk over there and just say my mind.
I love watching people kick dirt at the umpire.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you should have done. Got over, started kicking some grass.
You should have told him to like go shed himself, because you love that phrase.
Go shit yourself.
Hey, referee, go shit yourself.
It was the first time I actually felt like, you know, Papa Bear. It was one of those things where it was just like, it was 90 degrees outside and my body was like probably 120.
I know, but you know, when it comes to kids and parents... there's going to be skirmishes.
I mean, laughing at a 5-year-old, you dick.
This is one of the reasons why I can't have kids, because I am not above fighting another little kid. So if I saw some of that stuff happening, I'd be like, "That's fine, it's on. I'm going to get on the bus and punch
you." That's for real. No. Like when another kid who's even your kid's age messes with your kid, you want to kick that kid's ass. I don't care if he's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You don't give a shit.
Yep.
Exactly.
Wow. Yep.
Oh, that's happened at like Bounce U and stuff. Someone was like,
Bounce U?
Yeah, bouncing into my kid on one of those trampoline things. And I was just like, "Where is your parent? What are you? Come near my kid again, and we're going to have problems."
I'll bounce you, bro.
So scary.
Yeah.
Scary. Gandhi.
Yeah.
Maybe Nate.
Yeah.
Kids or not?
No, zero. In fact, never.
Hard no.
In fact, the more I see stories and hear things like this, the more I don't want kids. You guys are furthering me into this hole down this road.
But there's more positives than negatives.
There are.
Not
you, Nate. Nate, no. You and Heather, surely you're not.
No. We were at the pool yesterday. You know, all these families with kids. And I see this kid that's obviously peeing, at least what I assume, in the pool. And, you know, I think the parent knew it or something, because the parent picks the child up and goes, "What the hell are you doing?" And then they walk out of the pool. So I'm like,
too late.
I don't want to have to deal with this.
Yeah.
I hated that as a lifeguard, because then what you would have to do is clean out the whole pool, tell everyone get out of the pool, and then you would have to, it was the worst. That and poop in the pool was the worst.
Poop in the pool is the worst.
That happened on the hottest day in August in Atlantic City at the Golden Nugget.
The Golden Nugget?
It was the brown nugget for a minute.
There was a brown nugget floating everybody out of the pool.
It was a dark, dark, dark Golden Nugget.
Now, when that happens, you have to empty the pool. That's even worse.
Yeah.
That or
vomit. You do it
vomit
if people saw it.
Oh,
if
someone
saw it, you don't know what to do.
I was so angry. I was cursing this kid. I'm like, "Why did you shit in the pool? Yeah. It's 97 degrees out."
No, okay, so how would you like it as a parent, someone coming over to your kid, asking them, "Why did you shit in the pool?"
Like, if Scary did that to my son, that's where I would have to lay Scary out. Like, I would lay him out.
Wait, but as a parent, you don't look at your kid like, "Why did you shit in the pool?"
Yeah, you do. But you
of course, you do.
You don't want someone else coming and screaming at your 5-year-old.
Oh, Lord. No way. No kids for me.
I would be like, "I'm so sorry my kid shit the pool. Fuck my kid. Just
sorry.
Fuck
him." Yeah, I know.
Piece of shit.
This guy's an
I know.
Idiot.
Sorry.
You ruined it for everybody.
You ruined my day, too.
On the hottest day of the summer.
Well, I had
he
my first pool pee. I had my first pool pee last week. of the season.
You peed in the pool?
Yeah, I always do.
You peed in your parents'
Damn
pool?
Damn it, Scotty.
Of course. Who gets out?
Daddy, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, there's enough chlorine in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if everybody has that same mentality, is there enough chlorine in the pool?
Everybody pees in the pool.
No, I do not pee in my pool. I'm sorry. That is disgusting.
There is no pee in my ool.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Oh, like why don't we leave with that? That's how we go out.
That's the thing. We were doing really well. Then here comes Scotty. Really?
I'll pee in the pool. I do. It's like a yearly tradition.
It's his parents' pool too.
It's how I kick off the swimming season. That's pee in the pool.
Now it's officially summer.
Welcome to our ool. Notice there's no pee in it.
Please keep it that way.
I just told that joke.
He just did.
Yeah, he just told that joke.
I missed it.
I was listening to Howard.
Everybody say bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.